are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're going jolly out there. I have a special guest today, and as part of our Amazing Women series, I have Dr. Stephanie Gray, who's come to speak with us today about all of her life's work, which is absolutely incredible. And she is a functional medicine practitioner, a nurse, actually, but she's written an amazing book called Your Longevity Blueprint. And we're going to get into that in depth today. But I'd just like to welcome everybody, and I hope everyone's going jolly. We've got a great show. And as I promised, we're kicking off the new year with amazing women. And Stephanie Gray is an amazing woman. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
It's so nice to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, what your background is in this, because this book that you've written is so comprehensive and yet so easy to read. Anybody technically could take it and learn from it like you took a course. It's their own course. It's amazing. I mean, my hat's off to you for the work that you've done. It's so comprehensive. But tell us a little bit about your background in medicine.
Sure. So I'm from the Midwest, from Iowa, born and raised here. I went to University of Iowa for nursing school. So my undergraduate is in nursing. And then I did proceed getting a master's and becoming a nurse practitioner. And I finished my doctorate in nursing as well. I focused more on estrogen metabolism, really wanting to get to more or less preventing estrogen-related cancers. I also have a master's in metabolic nutritional medicine, which a lot of doctors just don't get much training on nutrition. So I really wanted to learn kind of what supplements were necessary for what conditions, learn more how to dose those nutrients. So I proceeded on getting that education as well.
Now, you were one of the first in Iowa for different certifications in different parts of your field. Talk a little bit about that. Like, you were kind of a groundbreaker in some of what you did.
Yeah. Young pioneer, I guess. So I did also complete the advanced fellowship through the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. That was more in regenerative and functional medicine. And that knowledge is really what has helped me get to the root cause of problems with my patients. So I'm happy to have my nursing background. Nursing really appreciates a holistic model of care. And so I love the background that I had, but I needed to learn even more than that. And American Academy Anti-Aging Medicine has really helped with that.
How did they actually support you? Because, you know, everybody says allopathic medicine is not friendly to holistic medicine and healing. So tell us a little bit about how you bridge the gap.
Yeah, so really, fresh out of school, I thought, I was raised again in the Midwest, and my family just never really took us as children to see the doctors. We always were seeing a chiropractor, acupuncturist, whatnot. We're always taking supplements. And so I was raised in this family who was also self-employed, and we didn't have great insurance. My parents knew we needed to, you know, keep all of us healthy so that we didn't need to seek out allopathic conventional medicine. But knowing after nursing school that I wanted the option of prescribing drugs and even the option to take patients off of drugs, I thought, well, I'm going to have to start my own practice here because I want to blend conventional medicine with natural medicine. I wanted to be able to offer both. And that's really the definition of integrative medicine. We integrate or combine natural with conventional. And I think that's the secret sauce. That's where, you know, that's the best of all worlds combined for patients. And so I just decided if I want to do this, there aren't really many options to become employed elsewhere, so I better do this myself.
Well, you know, sometimes that's the birth of the best, right? You see the need, you feel the need, and you do it. You do it yourself, and you've really done that. I mean, I can't say enough about this book, and I'm going to say the title again so everyone can go out and get a copy. Your Longevity Blueprint by Dr. Stephanie Gray. That's Stephaniegray. And what is your website, Stephanie?
Yeah, so we have a couple different websites. YourLongevityBlueprint.com is where you can find the book. You can find some handouts. That's where all my blogs are. We also sell many supplements on that website. It's a retail site as well. But my clinic website is IHHClinic.com. That stands for the Integrative Health and Hormone Clinic in Iowa.
So is your specialty really in hormonal therapy now?
Yeah, I practice functional medicine, so I tell patients, regardless of the condition, if it's acne or psoriasis or fatigue or palpitations or even, you know, hot flashes, hopefully I can help the patient, but I do specialize with optimizing hormones for sure.
And so when you began your study, in your book, you talk about how you saw a need in placing, and you'll have to help me with the language here, but placing for prolapsed bladders and, yeah, and other a device essentially that helps people. You also saw clearly that people were medicating the wrong way to help a problem that really could just be tonified or strengthened or something else. Did I say that correctly? It seems right. Like that's what you ran into.
Yeah, so my training is as an adult and geriatric nurse practitioner, and so I spent a lot of time in long-term care facilities, and the number one reason for admittance to these facilities was incontinence, urinary incontinence. And so, unfortunately, so many of these patients are highly over-medicated. And women specifically, which those medications, as we all know, can lead to a wide variety of side effects that nobody wants. But women specifically, many times after having multiple children, whatnot, have pretty significant prolapse. So, and many women know, if you have this, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't had this, essentially what's happening is your uterus, even your bladder, can start to prolapse or protrude through the vaginal vault, kind of feel like you have a little bulge there. And so many of these women are not effectively emptying their bladder. They're having urinary tract infections and incontinence. And I thought, there's got to be a better way. I mean, this was kind of my first insight into, there's got to be a better way. We need to reduce admittance to these facilities and keep patients in their homes, but we have to improve their incontinence. And so I did learn the art of inserting an intravaginal device. It's kind of like a diaphragm. It's known as a pessary, and that can help support that protruding tissue, kind of propping up the bladder better so that women can more effectively empty their bladders. So for me, that was the first, you know, non-surgical, non-pharmaceutical intervention that I thought, gosh, I have the ability to help patients, you know, with. And so I thought, well, this, there's got to be other options for other conditions. I just wasn't aware of them because I really wasn't taught them in school. And that kind of fueled my passion to get additional training so I could help patients with other conditions.
I love that. Your whole story to me is heartwarming. Everything, your passion, your just what you're doing, how you do it. And what I love about your book is it's so logical. People write books all the time about things, and especially when you're talking about medical terms and you're speaking to both practitioners or other doctors or nurses or the general public, and you've mastered it all. This book is an easy read. You're able to understand it, and you follow step by step along with the questions answered of, well, where would I get that? And how do I get that? And what is that? And you're putting it all in there. So you said on your website that you have product and you're a fan of nutraceuticals, right?
Yes.
And that company has served you really well over time in bringing in the very missing nutrients or tonifying or detoxing agents that you need. So tell us a little bit about why you chose that company and why that's so special to you.
Yeah, so I think what's really important, when I started my practice and I was learning about supplements, a lot of consumers try products and they feel like they don't work. You know, well, that didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. That's because a lot of products come from China. They come from other countries. They're laced with bad ingredients like carcinogens, and patients just don't know how to dose them. They right. don't know what therapeutic potencies are. And so the company that we've really worked with as far as manufacturing all of our products they have all the research to back up the best formulations, the highest quality products sourced from our countries, I should say, whose ingredients are not contaminated. I have toured all the manufacturing facilities, and we're very pleased. We feel like what we're providing patients is the best of the best. We'll do the work for them so they don't have to do all that research, and they can rest assured that we have found them a very pure, high-potency product.
So is that private labeled for your company now? I mean, yes. are you manufacturing your own? That's incredible.
Well,
that's
we are great. Not manufacturing. We are private labeling. We're not manufacturing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're overseeing it, like you yes. just said. And that's so great, because honestly, I can relate to that as an herbalist and all that. You have the tools at your disposal that you know you can count on, and you know what they do. And that's critical, because I think a lot of medicine has to do with, oh, well, we heard about this, and go try this one, and you can try that one on the shelf where you can see it. But you know exactly your toolbox. And your toolbox yes. also includes comprehensive testing, so there's no question as to what you're dealing with. Tell us a few of the tests that you run in your clinic.
Yeah, so parallel to what we were just talking about, a wonderful test for patients who are already healthy, who want to keep their health, or patients who are having symptoms, who are trying to kind of figure out what they're lacking, even patients who are taking medications, who want to figure out what nutrients those medications are robbing them of, is a comprehensive nutritional evaluation. So we work with the best of the best functional medicine labs throughout the nation who, for this specific test, are looking at vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, even omega levels. Because our diets are just not adequate. Even if we're growing our own food in our backyard, as I mentioned in my book, who I have had several patients do, unfortunately, the food sources are just not as nutrient dense as they used to be. Our soil has been so depleted. And so even those of us who think we're eating very healthy, we are lacking some nutrients, and thus we need to supplement. And the testing tells us what we need.
And so you do blood work?
That test specifically is blood and urine both. That's both.
And what does the blood work tell you most? Like, what do you look for most often in your blood sampling?
So above and beyond nutrients, hormones. I love to assess for hormones in patients. Because we live in such a toxic world, unfortunately, those toxins are messing with our endocrine systems. And that's kind of the topic of chapter 6 in the book, more the benefits of optimizing hormones. And so I think in a perfect world, we all would have our hormone levels tested in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, so we could be tracking our trends and seeing if subtle declines are happening. Hormones are important for everything. We have hormone receptors all over our bodies. So in men, we look at testosterone, but also estrogens, and obviously the thyroid and cortisol as well. And then in women, we also look at some more specific estrogens and progesterone. So those I love to assess in all of my patients.
So if I came up there and decided I wanted a full run on me to figure out everything that you can see, how long would that take? How long would I have to stay in town and do that?
Yeah, so some testing we can do ahead of time. So it depends on the patient and where they're coming from and what their symptoms are, whatnot. Before I see a patient, I always like to have them fill out a very thorough form that I can then kind of at least initially see or predict what lab testing I would like to order on that patient. Some tests take a few days, some takes weeks, some tests take months to get back. And so sometimes we will order testing ahead of time. So it's hard to know how long that would take. But the micronutrient evaluation that I mentioned we run does take a month to get back. And the hormone testing usually is just a matter of a few days to a week.
Well, down here in Los Angeles, you know, everyone's concerned about how they look and how they feel and aging, of course. And so hormonal therapy has a lot to do with that.
Yes.
And I've run into many people that have imbalances, trying to correct it with pellets and so on. But can you do this work remotely for people that would call in and do this with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, if a patient and I together were deciding that they did want hormone pellet therapy, that's not something I can do virtually. But other forms of hormone replacement therapy, and then obviously trying to work naturally to boost hormone levels, we definitely can do virtually for sure.
Oh, great, great. So where can people reach you? What's a number they can call to call your clinic?
Our clinic is 319-363-0033. And like I mentioned, ihhclinic.com is that website.
That's so great. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and we've got more with Dr. Stephanie Gray, and she's going to tell us more about her amazing book, Your Longevity Blueprint, right here on Making Life Brighter Radio. If you have questions, you can email me directly at mlbradio@makinglifebrighter.com. And I urge you to follow along with us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter. And also, if you'd like to hear the outtake of this show and or the archives, you can go to makinglifebrighter.com to the radio page. We'll be right back with more Dr. Stephanie Gray right here.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You don't have to live with chronic health conditions, disease, or general discomfort. There are strategies that you can apply to improve the outcome of your personal health. Tune in to Tom Mantos, Speaking of Nutrition, with host Tom Mantos and co-host Fred Bornicola. Each week, we'll cover some of the most asked about health concerns and what you can do today to enjoy better health tomorrow. From diabetes to heart health, cancer to children's health, we have you covered. Check out new episodes weekly on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Healthcare has been a major part of news stories today, with one thing that has been consistent: inconsistency. Both healthcare providers and patients have to work around and get used to a constantly changing set of rules and issues. Nurses have historically been left out of this decision-making. Listen to Once a Nurse, Always a Nurse, exploring the world of nursing with host Leanne Meyer. Health professionals, we invite you to share your ideas and experiences while listening to experts in various areas of nursing. Listen Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you feel that you aren't at your best when it comes to your personal health? Even if your doctor gives you a clean bill of health and says everything is in working order, perhaps you aren't feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Rebecca Risk overcame pain and fatigue despite all tests to the contrary. Learn how she put her health back on track and how you can too on Falling Through the Cracks, live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you stopped to think seriously about hypnosis? Hypnosis can set you on your way to better health, can free you from anxiety, phobias, and so much more. Join host Inez Simpson for Hypnosis Everywhere, Inez Simpson and the Simpson Protocol. This show is for anyone from the experienced hypnotist practitioner to the merely curious. Inez Simpson offers tools and insights from the whole world of hypnosis with guests and open discussions. Hypnosis Everywhere, The Simpson Protocol, airs live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we have the pleasure of continuing our Amazing Women series today here with Dr. Stephanie Gray, and she is the author of Your Longevity Blueprint, and it's called Building a Healthier Body Through Functional Medicine. Stephanie, what is functional medicine?
So functional medicine, I believe, should be leading our healthcare in the country, but unfortunately it's not. I think a good analogy that I like to share before I get into the definition is really comparing, we'll say, the fire department to a carpenter or a contractor. So how I explain what I do to my patients is, if they had a big, bad, ugly fire, who would they call? They would call the fire department, right, to put out that fire. And the same is true with conventional medicine. If we have a tumor, something that needs to be removed, then many times we will go see the fire department and conventional medicine to have that removed. However, upon discharge from the hospital, we're not always taught how to prevent future fires from happening, right? How to find that faulty circuitry that led to the fire. And that's more what functional medicine really does. So we see ourselves as functional medicine providers, as carpenters or contractors, to help patients repair and rebuild the body. But essentially what functional medicine is doing is finding that dysfunction in the body, trying to help restore health, addressing the root cause of the disease.
I love that. So why is it that your book is so superior on the market and so amazing? Like, what is it that makes this particular book and program that you've written stand out so much?
Well, I'd like to think because it is so comprehensive and that when I was having my own health crisis, there were several steps that I needed to take to regain my health. And I read, oh my goodness, probably 200 books in preparation for reading my book. And I could have just written this book on one topic, just on hormones or just gut health or just looking at genetics or nutrients. There are several books written on all those topics. And my publisher actually said, you need to narrow this down. You need to pick one topic. And I said, no, I need to cover everything, because I want, if a patient like myself the patient was reading the book, and they had already dealt with what I was discussing in chapter 1, 2, 3, or 4, maybe they needed to get to chapter 5, 6, or 7. Maybe they needed to look at mold toxicity or Lyme disease, or think outside the box beyond what they already had known. And so my book, I believe, is superior because of every single chapter and how comprehensive I am assisting patients at looking at kind of the blueprint for a home, comparing that to the appropriate blueprint for a body, really looking at every single organ system and making sure we're addressing them all so that we can rebuild, regain our health.
I love that. I am so happy to read this book. I will continue to refer to it. I'm familiar with much of it, even in my work, but how you say it, what you say and what you address is so critical, both for other practitioners, for people in the medical field, as well as anyone wanting to educate themselves and learn more. And you've taken it through a program. So lay out a little bit of what your program is in this book.
Sure. So I'll preface that by saying we all hopefully know how to maintain our homes, right? We may mow the lawn, we may keep hair out of our drains, we may be changing the furnace filters. We kind of have this routine or this maintenance that we do without even really thinking about it. And many of my patients don't realize, well, I should have some sort of maintenance plan for my body. And so through this book, I wanted to take them through every single organ system and show them what they could be doing to achieve optimal health with each system. So in chapter one, I'm comparing the foundation of the home to the gastrointestinal system in the body. We need an extremely strong foundation to support the weight of the entire house. If the foundation is not strong, then the house will crumble. And the same is true with our health, specifically gut health. We think within functional medicine, we strongly believe the origin of many chronic diseases starts with inflammation from the gut, foods we're eating, infections that we may have. And so I'm comparing the foundation of the home to the gastrointestinal system in the body. And within each chapter, I then go through the most progressive available functional medicine testing options, things like what I just alluded to, food sensitivity testing, a comprehensive stool test on a patient, and then I recommend lifestyle changes and also supplements that are important to get that organ system, in this case the gut, to optimal health. Do you want me to go through the other chapters then, kind of break down?
Okay. Sure, let's go through it because it's so critical. I mean, you've laid it out. It's like a textbook, but it's the best textbook you've ever read.
It can be a little bit overwhelming, but I try
to
chapter by chapter.
Go for it.
So chapter two, I talk a lot about maintaining the framework of your body, and that's really in relationship to keeping your spine in line, more or less talking about musculoskeletal joint health. And I highly advocate for chiropractors here. I was raised seeing chiropractors, and they have helped me tremendously. And so I do advocate for that within that chapter. Chapter three, I'm more looking at the electrical work of the home, and I'm comparing that to genetics in the body. Right? Some genes we want turned on, some genes, bad genes, we want turned off. Chapter four, I'm comparing really doors that require keys to enter in your home to nutritional deficiencies in the bodies, in your body. And then in chapter five, I'm discussing tackling the laundry, really comparing that laundry room in your home to the liver and gallbladder within the body. Chapter six, I'm talking about managing your heating and cooling systems and comparing that to your endocrine system, the hormone systems within the body. Chapter 7, discussing clog-free plumbing, right? You don't want your pipes clogged in your home, and you also don't want your veins, arteries clogged. So I'm relating that to cardiovascular disease. Chapter 8, discussing more roof integrity, and that involves strengthening the immune system, treating underlying infections. And then chapter 9 is all about getting started, finding a contractor or a functional medicine provider to help you personalize a plan to build your health back.
I love it. I love it. It's so comprehensive. Now, since most people are already sort of familiar with detoxing, what's your take on safe detoxing?
So I think safe detoxing, yeah. good question. So I think we need to start gentle. Many of my patients who come see me are really sick, and they really don't tolerate aggressive detoxing, so I'd almost consider that unsafe. So in order for that to be safe, we need to make sure we're priming all their detox pathways with the correct nutrients. So I always run a nutritional deficiency test on patients, which also shows a little bit of what toxins they may be ranking higher on. So we slowly start kind of priming those detox pathways, and we start changing the diet to eliminate toxins, getting the herbicides and pesticides and GMOs out. We help them select safe skincare products so they're not lathering on toxins to their skin, incorporate or I should say, add in cilantro and parsley and onions and garlic if they can tolerate those foods. Just start getting the body to detox. Have them exercise and sweat specifically. Using an infrared sauna is extremely helpful for getting rid of toxins. And once we know they're kind of tolerating that, then we can ramp up the detox and use some more aggressive supplements. But that's just kind of a good gauge to me if they're tolerating it, that they're ready for the next step.
How about some of the key symptoms that you see on a regular basis when people walk into your clinic? What are some of the things that come to you more often than not?
So headaches are common, fatigue, chronic fatigue. So many people are tired now. With women, we have women who are not cycling regularly, heavy bleeding or having hot flashes or night sweats, weight gain, maybe cold intolerance, memory fog. We see joint pains often. Some irritable bowel syndrome, so more GI symptoms, gas and bloating, maybe skin issues like acne, psoriasis, or eczema. So a whole variety of symptoms.
And so when you begin looking at someone that comes in the door, what's your first step?
So I always get a thorough history because I want to know more about them. I want to know what they're eating. I want to know where they're living, right? Has their basement flooded? Could they have exposure to mold, to a water-damaged building? Where are they working? Do they have high-stress life? Is this more, is their condition, so stress is our body's biggest hijacker, hormone hijacker specifically, so is this more something that, is stress something I'm going to need to more aggressively work with this patient on? Or maybe is it nutritional deficiencies based on their diet? Or maybe it's an environmental toxin based on, you know, where they're living. So it varies patient to patient, but how I start is having them fill out our comprehensive paperwork so I can get a little bit of an idea as to where I think the primary problems may lie.
And when someone begins a program, generally how long are they in it with you?
So some patients, we can see them two or three times and they are doing wonderful if they're very compliant, if they implement the diet changes, whatnot. Some patients come to me and are really sick. For instance, mold patients. Sometimes it takes us a year to get patients feeling better. So it depends on the severity of the symptoms, how much work we have ahead of us.
How do you treat mold well?
So first, remove them from the exposure. So we have patients test their home, test their work environment, places that they're spending their time. So that is step one, is remove them from the exposure. But secondly, we do give patients mold binders. So there are supplements like activated charcoal, bentonite clay, even some fibers like pectin, which can help bind mold to get that out of the system, mold toxins specifically, and the toxins that mold emits. And then we also sometimes will use medications. There's a medication called cholestyramine that is actually used to lower cholesterol. I don't give it to lower cholesterol. I don't use those medications for that reason. But if given on an empty stomach, that medication can help bind the mold toxins as well.
And how long does it generally take to clear, and can people be cleared of it fully?
I believe they can. Some patients, again, maybe like 3 months, we can get them feeling better. I have some pretty significant cases where a year, sometimes even 2 years, it can take longer. Depends on if the patient can remove themselves from the exposure and what their genetic predisposition to that is. About 25% of the population has genes that cause them to, well, I should say that inhibit them from clearing out mold well. And that explains why husband and wife, they live in the same home, one is sick and the other feels fine. You know, one is genetically programmed to not being able to clear out those toxins well. So if patients are genetically predisposed, can they get better? You bet, but they have to be on the lookout for more mold, right? So if they enter a building and they're feeling lousy or they're smelling mold, taking a binder can help them get that out of their system so that they don't end up in poor health again.
And what are the main symptoms that you find when you say, oh, that's definitely mold? Likely you have mold in your system, let's test.
So many of my patients who have multiple chemical sensitivities, or who are just not necessarily sensitive to chemicals, but sensitive to everything. They feel like they can't eat anything. They have so many food sensitivities. Everything bothers them. They have light sensitivity. They have static shocks. They get, you know, shocked frequently. Those are all symptoms that would trigger me to be thinking, oh, this is a more complex patient. Mold could be part of the problem.
Well, we'll be right back. We've got more for you right here with Dr. Stephanie Gray, and she's the author of Your Longevity Blueprint, and she has an incredible program in this book. So you need to get a copy. I'm sure people can find it on Amazon, anywhere else.
Absolutely. Yeah, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold.
Fabulous. We'll be right back. We've got more for you right here on Making Life Brighter Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You don't have to live with chronic health conditions, disease, or general discomfort. There are strategies that you can apply to improve the outcome of your personal health. Tune in to Tom Mantos, Speaking of Nutrition, with host Tom Mantos and co-host Fred Bornicola. Each week, we'll cover some of the most asked about health concerns and what you can do today to enjoy better health tomorrow. From diabetes to heart health, cancer to children's health, we have you covered. Check out new episodes weekly on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Healthcare has been a major part of news stories today, with one thing that has been consistent: inconsistency. Both healthcare providers and patients have to work around and get used to a constantly changing set of rules and issues. Nurses have historically been left out of this decision-making. Listen to Once a Nurse, Always a Nurse, exploring the world of nursing with host Leanne Meyer. Health professionals, we invite you to share your ideas and experiences while listening to experts in various areas of nursing. Listen Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you feel that you aren't at your best when it comes to your personal health? Even if your doctor gives you a clean bill of health and says everything is in working order, perhaps you aren't feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Rebecca Risk overcame pain and fatigue despite all tests to the contrary. Learn how she put her health back on track and how you can too on Falling Through the Cracks, live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you stopped to think seriously about hypnosis? Hypnosis can set you on your way to better health, can free you from anxiety, phobias, and so much more. Join host Inez Simpson for Hypnosis Everywhere, Inez Simpson and the Simpson Protocol. This show is for anyone from the experienced hypnotist practitioner to the merely curious. Inez Simpson offers tools and insights from the whole world of hypnosis, with guests and open discussions. Hypnosis Everywhere, the Simpson Protocol, airs live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. I'm your host, Winifred Adams. And today on our Amazing Women series, we have your longevity blueprint author, Dr. Stephanie Gray. And she is talking about her book, which involves functional medicine, but her very unique program about how to maintain your health and continue to maintain your health over time using her systems. So one of your specialties, Stephanie, is hormone therapy or hormone replacement therapy. So let's dive into that. What do we need to know about hormone therapy that we don't know?
Yes, so we need to know that we unfortunately live in a very toxic world and toxins can bind to our hormone receptors, which can lead to, in younger women, things like polycystic ovarian syndrome, heavy cycles, endometriosis, and even infertility. And some of those conditions can end up, unfortunately, leading women to having ovaries removed, having their uterus removed, essentially having hysterectomies. I have so many women in their 20s and 30s, not even 40s and 50s, but 20s and 30s who have had hysterectomies. They have a lot of life to live. And many of my patients come to me at that age having osteoporosis, like having poor bone density, because their hormone levels are so low based on having those hysterectomies and whatnot. So they're coming to me for a solution for their bones, but also to just feel better for all those remaining years they have. We want to optimize those years and allow patients to feel better. And so I would like to work with younger patients to boost their hormones naturally. But if women have had hysterectomies or if their bodies are not producing hormones, then we want to still give them natural bioidentical hormones to help them feel better.
And tell us the inside scoop on bioidentical hormones. Tell us why, like, synthetic thyroid is not as good as bioidentical.
Yes. So whenever I talk hormones, the C word comes up. Patients always are worried about cancer, right? So many of us are familiar with the Women's Health Initiative study, which was done on 17,000 women, which showed there was an increased risk of cancers, breast cancers. So what I try to do is not replicate what was done in that study with my patients. And thus I don't give the synthetic hormones. And when I say synthetic, specifically in that study, what was used was Premarin, which is pregnant mare's urine. So literally urine from a horse. They dehydrate horses, have high concentration of these hormones, and then we package them and we give them to women, and there's nothing natural about ingesting horse urine. So that's not something I want to give my patients. And we think that the main risks that are happening with the synthetic hormones, specifically estrogen, what's happening with the hormone, or the bad things that are happening, lie with how they're metabolizing that, so how what the liver is doing with that. So what I try to do, again, is not replicate that, and instead give my patients plant-based hormones. I prefer to not use soy. Instead, I use yam. So compounding pharmacies can now make hormones for patients for replacement. So what bioidentical hormones mean are that the hormones we can give you are biologically identical to the hormones your body's supposed to be making. So we can actually prescribe these hormones for patients in all different dosages. We can make it very individualized based on the test results we get back and the symptoms that they're having.
Now, what's wrong with us that we need this suddenly? I mean, people have lived for thousands and thousands of years on this planet, probably without bioidentical hormones. Why suddenly do we need this? And what's going on with our systems that we're not naturally producing what we need?
Yeah, so again, part of that, I believe, is the toxin exposure we have that generations past did not have. But the big component here is stress. We live a very fast-paced, stressful life. There's a lot of electromagnetic, you know, chaos all around us, especially with 5G starting here. Whether it's psychological stress that we just burn ourselves out, stress is your body's biggest hormone hijacker. It will lead to crash and burn. It'll impact the adrenals, the thyroid, and even the sex hormones. So if we could go to yoga, we could practice deep breathing and meditation, and really practice more mindfulness, taking time for ourselves, I don't think we would need as much hormone replacement therapy. But the stressful, toxic world we live in, and unfortunately, because our food sources are so deficient, we're left nutritionally deficient. We don't have the nutrients needed for our bodies to produce hormones. That's why we're finding that women and men, but specifically women, are needing hormones at a younger age than before. We used to get through menopause much easier with not as many hurdles, had a natural decline of the levels, and women were not as symptomatic, and that's just not the case now. A lot of my patients are in a big hormone havoc when they come see me.
So tell us the inside scoop between progesterone and the benefits and the downside of progesterone.
So I don't think there are any major downsides to natural progesterone. I don't like to give the synthetic. But progesterone is the most soothing, calming hormone. It is great for sleep, anxiety, PMS. That's the first hormone that I find to be low in patients. So again, starting as young as in the 20s, I've had to put patients on progesterone. So many patients who are having heavy bleeding or irregular cycles, they need progesterone. And so unfortunately, I've seen too many women have to have hysterectomies for heavy bleeding, when if we could have just tested progesterone levels and optimized them, we may have been able to prevent that. Progesterone helps balance your estrogens, and estrogen is what causes growth of the uterine tissue, and therefore every month your body's natural response after that uterine lining grows is to shed or to bleed. You have to have enough progesterone on board to keep that estrogen in check, and there are so many chemicals in the environment, like what you may be using in your hairspray, your skincare products. When we think of parabens, a lot of individuals are aware of why parabens are bad. Parabens will actually raise your estrogen levels, as well herbicides and pesticides that I'm exposed to as I'm driving to work, those chemicals. So many young women are then left with higher levels of estrogen, and they have negative symptoms like heavy bleeding. They need that progesterone to help balance out that estrogen, help them not feel so irritable and PMS-y, whatnot. So there are not a lot of downsides to progesterone. I think it's often indicated it's one of the first hormones I start replacing with my patients.
And what about when menopause hits? What is it that, how, you know, everybody's different. So yeah, we know people process their hormones differently based on the rest of their body systems. But what are the keys to managing menopause?
So reducing stress, again, so helping your adrenals, which are your B team. So your ovaries are your A team for hormone production. And as you age, we kind of joke around about this, but politely, your ovaries end up kind of shriveling up and throwing the towel. They kind of quit producing hormone levels. So then all you have left is your B team, which are your adrenals, which sit on top of the kidneys. So you really want to nurture the adrenals, make sure you're getting plenty of vitamin C in your diet, that you're not stressed, so that they can help. So your B team can help you with that transition. So reducing stress is probably one of the best pieces of advice I would have for getting through menopause.
That's wonderful. Now, what is your go-to there in the clinic for hormones? What's your favorite therapy per se? What's number one on the list?
So if I'm giving hormone replacement therapy, I really do like giving hormone pellets. They have to be given appropriately. Not everybody needs a very strong dose of pellets. They need to be individually dosed based on labs and symptoms for the patients, but they're very convenient. One major reason being those hormones don't go through the gut or the liver. So when I say a hormone pellet for the listeners, what I'm talking about is something that almost looks like a grain of rice or a little Tic Tac that we actually surgically implant in the office. We do a little procedure. It's less than 5 minutes. It's very quick. But we implant them under the fatty tissue in kind of the upper, bottom, lower back area, and they're released over 3 to 6 months. So these are kind of like having fake ovaries, a little extra reserve of hormones that your body can draw upon when needed. Now, not every patient at my clinic gets pellets, but they are my favorite because they're like I said, kind of a natural little reserve for your body to use. So pellets are a form of hormone replacement therapy for estrogen and testosterone only. Pellets don't exist for like thyroid, cortisol, or progesterone replacement. That would be primarily for estrogen and testosterone.
And do they actually preserve the shriveling of the the ovaries longer?
No. They do not. That is if their ovaries are gone, like surgically removed, or not working anymore, then that would be my favorite form of replacement. If patients still have their ovaries, then my favorite, I would say, supplement to help preserve the production of hormones, help their ovaries spit out more, would be herbs. I use a lot of herbs in my practice. So I love progesterone-boosting herbs, estrogen-boosting herbs, and even testosterone-boosting herbs in men and women.
What are the top five herbs for progesterone boosting?
Yeah, so Vitex is well known. I use a lot of Vitex in my practice. I also, just across the board, I use a lot of ashwagandha because ashwagandha is great for the adrenals. And if your adrenals are your B team, they're going to help all across the board. So I use a lot of those. I use passion flower and peony for progesterone. And then estrogen-wise, I use a lot of black cohosh, red clover. For testosterone, I'll use some tribulus like horny goat weed. So there are blends that I mentioned in my book that we carry at our practice here, of kind of the top 10 to 12 herbs for each of those hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. Sometimes I'll use selectively one herb, and sometimes I'll just use the blend.
Now, if people want to find you on the App Store, where do they find you? Because you have an app that helps all of this, right? It's like an educational tool.
Well, I wrote an app for family nurse practitioner students taking that exam. So the app is more conventional medicine, not functional medicine, but that's a good idea. And I should turn this into an app, this blueprint concept into an app.
Absolutely.
I do have a longevity blueprint course that is parallel to the book that's launching this month.
Great. And where can people find that?
So that you'll be able to find that on our website, yourlongevityblueprint.com.
Excellent. Excellent. So, and when people come to you now, do they have to continue on with the hormone therapy for the rest of their life? Is that it?
So it depends on the patient. So some patients use hormone replacement therapy only through, let's say, very stressful years. If they're having, 20 hot flashes a day, they're going to keep taking their estrogen to get their symptoms under control. As those taper down, many patients can taper off hormones. However, we all want to keep our memories. Unfortunately, Alzheimer's, dementia, really increasing, unfortunately. I think also in part due to the toxic world that we live in. However, back to hormones. Many of my patients choose to continue taking hormone replacement therapy because hormone pellets, even specifically the pellets, have been shown to help preserve memory. So I have some patients, regardless of hot flashes or night sweats or sleep disturbances, those may be behind them. They're feeling very well. They continue to take hormone pellets specifically to help preserve memory, especially if they have family history of memory loss. Maybe they have osteoporosis. If that's the case, they're going to need to keep taking the hormones ongoing. And hormones even help reduce cardiovascular risk, which is one of the top leading, you know, causes of death. So,
well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back, and we're going to jump right into cardiovascular health and optimizing your health cardiovascularly based on your longevity blueprint with Dr. Stephanie Gray. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You don't have to live with chronic health conditions, disease, or general discomfort. There are strategies that you can apply to improve the outcome of your personal health. Tune in to Tom Mantos, Speaking of Nutrition, with host Tom Mantos and co-host Fred Fornicola. Each week, we'll cover some of the most asked about health concerns and what you can do today to enjoy better health tomorrow. From diabetes to heart health, cancer to children's health, we have you covered. Check out new episodes weekly on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Healthcare has been a major part of news stories today, with one thing that has been consistent: inconsistency. Both healthcare providers and patients have to work around and get used to a constantly changing set of rules and issues. Nurses have historically been left out of this decision-making. Listen to Once a Nurse, Always a Nurse, Exploring the World of Nursing, with host Leanne Meyer. Health professionals, we invite you to share your ideas and experiences while listening to experts in various areas of nursing. Listen Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you feel that you aren't at your best when it comes to your personal health? Even if your doctor gives you a clean bill of health and says everything is in working order, perhaps you aren't feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Rebecca Risk overcame pain and fatigue despite all tests to the contrary. Learn how she put her health back on track and how you can too on Falling Through the Cracks, live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you stopped to think seriously about hypnosis? Hypnosis can set you on your way to better health, can free you from anxiety, phobias, and so much more. Join host Inez Simpson for Hypnosis Everywhere, Inez Simpson and the Simpson Protocol. This show is for anyone from the experienced hypnotist practitioner to the merely curious. Inez Simpson offers tools and insights from the whole world of hypnosis, with guests and open discussions. Hypnosis Everywhere, The Simpson Protocol, airs live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. You're listening to a special edition of Making Life Brighter Radio with Dr. Stephanie Gray, and she's part of our Amazing Women series here this year in 2020, which is a kickoff amazing year of empowerment, energy, all brand new. And we have just up-leveled out of an incredible energetic shift in the last 3 weeks. And if you can't feel it, I encourage you to sit still, get quiet, go within, and you'll begin to take in these energies that have now been launched out into the universe. And we are happy to bring on experts in their field, which is what Making Life Brighter is all about. And Dr. Stephanie Gray is an incredible functional medicine doctor and nurse practitioner. And she has written the amazing book, Your Longevity Blueprint. And she's sharing that with us today in a comprehensive interview. I'd like to jump right into cardiovascular health, because it's critical. it's more critical for women than women realize. So when you began this and you looked at cardiovascular health, how did you arrive at the fact that this is so important? We need to put a chapter in here about this. Why?
Yeah, so essentially 1 in 4 individuals will die from heart disease. So many of us may be scared of diabetes or cancer or dementia, whatnot, and sometimes heart disease is overlooked. We don't really worry about high blood pressure or cholesterol, whatnot, when in fact that's something we really need to be looking at. If we have cardiovascular disease, that also tells us we have inflammation throughout our body, and inflammation is the root cause of all disease. So this is probably, like you're alluding to, one of the most important chapters in the book.
So when you look at heart disease, is that part of your exam across the board for people? Is that something you specifically drop and say, well, I think, you know, based on XYZ symptoms, we need to look at this?
Yes, if patient would be having chest pain or shortness of breath, whatnot. But really, heart disease is a silent killer. Many patients don't have symptoms. And that's where a strength of functional medicine testing comes back, really being the testing that we offer. So for patients, I don't look at cholesterol in young individuals. But for my aging population, you know, middle-aged and above, you bet we are running with other lab testing like hormones we've talked about before and a nutritional evaluation. We're also running an advanced lipid panel on these patients. So not just a regular old cholesterol panel, but more of an advanced cholesterol panel.
What do you see as the number one symptom people have that leads you to saying you now need to do this correction? And what is that correction?
From heart disease standpoint? Well, again, many patients don't have symptoms unless heart disease is pretty severe. Like in men, many men will arrive, unfortunately, having erectile dysfunction. Now, then they're alerted that something's gone awry in their body when maybe they didn't realize that high blood pressure they were having that really didn't give them any symptoms previously was actually an indicator, just like a light on our dashboard of the car going off, is telling them that something is wrong in the body. Now, when I think of corrections as far as what I could advise for a patient, when we think of heart disease, really across the board, fish oil is one of the top supplements that I will recommend because it can help reduce triglycerides, helps reduce inflammation, and glucose can even reduce cholesterol. So that is one of the top interventions that I do use with my patients. But usually I arrive at that decision after running a more comprehensive lipid panel.
So if you're a vegetarian, is fish oil equivalent to flaxseed?
So in those situations, we use algae. So flax is not as high in EPA and DHA as is fish oil, but we do have some algae-based products that I use for patients who are vegan.
That's fantastic. Now, tell us the secret behind nitric oxide in a body.
Yes. So many individuals have never heard of nitric oxide unless they're on a medication like Viagra. but nitric oxide is a signaling molecule. It's a combination of nitrogen and oxygen, and it helps promote healthy dilation, or really the opening of our veins and arteries so that blood can move through effectively, which is important so that we don't have high blood pressure. We don't end up getting blockages and clots and whatnot.
And explain to people the necessity to keep your fibrinogen levels in line.
So we don't want your blood to become very thick, right? And then you're more likely to get a clot. And so fibrinogen is one of the markers we look at to assess that, to really assess the inflammation through the veins. So many of my patients have very high fibrinogen, which, coming back to fish oil, that's also another indicator that they need fish oil to help reduce that.
And why would they have high fibrinogen levels?
So many of my patients, I strongly believe, based on the functional medicine practitioners that I follow, like Steven Sinatra, who is a big nitric oxide guy, or Mark Houston, whatnot, we believe a lot of the inflammation in the body, even in the arteries, comes from our diet. So if we're eating lots of carbs, lots of sugar, it could be gluten, could be dairy, the foods that we're eating don't just impact gut health, they can even impact cardiovascular health. So one of the best things I can do for patients to reduce a lot of those dangerous levels is help them change their diet.
And what is a great heart-healthy diet?
Mediterranean diet all the way. I recommend lots of olive oil, lots of fish, not fried catfish, but like salmon, which would be loaded in those omega-3s I was alluding to. Generally speaking, across the board, Mediterranean diet is pretty safe, great recommendation. But we can zone in with my patients and personalize the best diet for them based on food sensitivity testing and some genetic testing. So we want to see if the patient could or would be okay eating dairy or not. We look at soy and corn and yeast and coffee and fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, and we can look to see if they need to avoid those foods or not.
So given all that's in this book, which is very comprehensive and so enlightening, honestly, this is, I'm not kidding you when I say this. I'm not saying this just to promote you. I mean this. This is a book to have on your bookshelf and refer back to. This is a book to use over time and continue to use over time, because I don't think it's a trend. It's actually so comprehensive. It's wonderful. I am just so excited that we get to do this today. I'm honored that you've come to be with us and share your expertise. This is why we do this show. This is the whole point. So God bless you for your passion in life and all the people you've helped and all the things you've done. What are your three takeaways from this book that are critical?
Well, as we've discussed today, I have echoed several times the importance of stress reduction. So I'll say that as number one. I think that I'm preaching to myself with this as well. I'm not perfect. I still struggle many days having higher stress than others. So really working to reduce stress. And we all know what brings us joy, whether it's music, whether we enjoy yoga, or maybe we don't like going to yoga, but you got to find for you what brings you joy, which can help calm the nervous system and reduce your stress. So I think that would be number one. I think two, as I talked a little bit about, it's really important to get labs run. So whether those are hormone labs, a nutritional test, food sensitivity testing, testing for mold, or you know, this advanced cardiovascular panel, I tell patients in the book that your labs, your results are kind of like your fingerprint. You know, they're individualized to you, and they'll help provide your functional medicine provider or contractor with the information they need to build your health. So don't underestimate the importance of getting proper labs done. And the labs that I mentioned throughout my book are different than your regular doctor would offer. So we're talking about different tests that are not always readily available that you need to find a functional medicine provider to run on you. And that would be my third point, is find a contractor, find a functional medicine provider who can help you personalize that plan to build your health.
And tell us again where people can reach you.
IHHclinic.com. Also, yourlongevityblueprint.com, and you can find my social media links there as well.
Dr. Stephanie Gray, Your Longevity Blueprint. I always ask everybody at the end of an interview, what makes your life brighter?
What makes my life brighter? I love fresh air. That sounds so silly.
I love it.
But I'm inside with patients all day, and yesterday was funny. This must be on top of my mind, because yesterday between my last three patients, I just walked outside, and I'm in Iowa, and it's winter.
It's polar bear weather. Absolutely.
But I had a very long infertility struggle, and what is currently making my life the brightest is my son. So my husband and I, after several years of trying to conceive, using this blueprint process on myself, we were finally able to conceive and have a healthy baby boy. He's 10 and a half months old, little William.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The biggest joy in my life right now.
Thank you for being here. For all of you listening, you can go to makinglifebrighter.com, the radio page, and you can check out the outtake that we're going to have as a continued conversation there. Dr. Stephanie Gray, Your Longevity Blueprint, right here on Making Life Brighter Radio. Stay tuned. Go jolly, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!